And here we are at 26 minutes to 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. I promised you we'd be in conversation with some VIPs from the Christmas Fair, and they are in the studio with me right now, Michelle Blake and Gabby Lyle. Very lovely to have you both on the morning show.
We do.
And how exciting is this? You know, we get to this time of year. faster than ever. It seems the time is going by, and I think it's speeding up. For me, it feels like it was only the other day we were talking about a Christmas fair last year.
Exactly.
And here we are. It's time again. So let's just talk about last year. How did it go last year?
Surprisingly well. And I say surprisingly well, you know, every year, Dave, we do all the work to deliver a beautiful fair, and there's never any guarantee of, you know, who's going to arrive, how successful our shoppers are going to be shopping.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. I'm going to let Gabs give you a bit of an update, but it was one of our best years yet.
You know, you say surprising, but it's not surprising, because you put in a lot of effort and a lot of work, and generally speaking... You know, you're only as good as your last show, as they say. And
100%.
Your last shows, going back in time for how many years? You know, 50 years.
No,
have always been great.
The wrinkles show and the gray hairs. Do you see them?
No, but it's an institution. It's a tradition, and everyone loves it. And that's why, you know, you're keeping the tradition alive, and you're doing things in a modern sense, differently, but better. Yeah. And so, Gabby, you've got the details of what happened last year.
No, I've got the details of how we...
Where it went, yeah.
Where it all went to.
Well, let's hear that.
Yes. Yeah. So what we do is every year we give an annual lump sum to at least 10 initiatives, but we also have new ones. And the one that we actually are very excited about is the Hewlett School up in Stanger, sort of Dorincourt Way. And they are the most amazing school. Just to also point out, whenever we do any payment, we visit the school or the person, we meet with them, and we never just hand over cash. In fact, never. We just either put it into a voucher or, but in any case, this school is the Hewlett School, and one of our members' daughter-in-law runs this, well, not runs it, but she actually does a lot of work there, and she pointed out that the school was in need of a lot of equipment. It's a high school, so we visited the most wonderful, wonderful principal. He's had 100% pass rate over the years, and he's got a science room, and we went in, and we actually sat in the lesson, and there these poor people, the teacher is teaching experiments on her cell phone as a video. She had no equipment, she had nothing. So that has been such an exciting one, because we've bought equipment, we bought a lab table, we bought an overhead projector, and now they can at least do experiments with...
In the science environment.
It's so gratifying to know that by attending the fair and by having fun and buying gorgeous things, that you're actually supporting these initiatives that takes it so much further. It makes the world a better place. So let's talk about this year's fair with flair. I know, Michelle, you've got a whole a repertoire of good news.
I do. So part of the good news is we didn't actually mention the amount, but we raised 864,000 rand at last year's Christmas fair. That 864,000 rand goes into Christmas Fair Fund. There's a committee of 12 ladies. It goes out directly to the community.
It's just amazing.
And we've got a list.
It's so gratifying. You know, in a time of bad news generally, we just hear the bad news and we get depressed about it. We should be focusing more on the things that are going right. And this is one of those local projects going right.
We've got to be the change, and that's it. That's what we're striving for.
So what can we expect this year?
We have 125 vendors. Of that, we've got 32 brand new creatives that are joining us from Cape Town, Joburg. So not just local KZN, it's South African creativity. Our foodies, we've extended that a little bit. We've got a great selection. I'm not going to give too much away, but lots of wholesome, good, healthy food.
Is this to enjoy while you're there.
Absolutely.
So breakfast and lunch.
Well,
and
because you've got to make a day
lunch,
of it.
Yes. Afternoon, sundowners on Friday. Yeah, and daily items. So we've got good bread coming from Durban. They're bringing all of their fresh bakes. We've got beautiful
pancakes.
We've got Paris crepes coming in.
Paris crepes?
Yes.
Wow, that sounds exotic.
Yeah.
Only the best for the best, you see. It's very genteel because the environment is so gorgeous in terms of being able to create spaces and places to enjoy. So it's not just walking into a hall that is kind of dead.
It's beautiful.
It's the entire package. And so you've got the vendors and you select those, obviously, very carefully. Mm. It always must be a challenge because so many folk are selling stuff online nowadays. You can get stuff on. It's not quite the same as being there, experiencing the thrill of being able to physically see and feel and try on and buy and take with you and be part of that whole thing. That's the special thing.
The atmosphere.
Online is just so distant and remote.
Not personal. You've
got to send it back anyway because it doesn't fit. So now you've also got entertainment, which goes along. I mean, the food is entertainment, the show, but you've got some
entertainment lined up. Yeah,
tell us about that.
So Nikki Bowles, she's actually one of our members, and you know Nikki really well. Nikki stepping in as our DJ this year.
Oh wow!
We're really excited. We're going to be posting a couple of photos of her. So Nick is going to be hosting the music in the background.
Spinning the discs.
You have to forgive me. I'm on minimal sleep. We have Rene that's going to pop in for a couple of hours on Thursday. And on Friday and Saturday, we've got Jason and Scott Hartman.
They are fantastic.
Yeah. They are.
I mean, so is Rene. They're all fantastic. But the Hartmans I'm very excited about because he won big show back in the day. Then he went away. Yeah. They left the country for a while. Yes. He's back. I know that he's doing great stuff with his brother.
Yes.
So you'll be able to see them and experience. They'll be on the air soon with us as well. So we'll reinforce that message. But good chance to see them.
Yeah, so we're very excited. Yeah. We actually bumped into him in the Midlands. It was with some of our members. We were doing some creative work. Oh. And we're like, hey, would you join us at the fair? And he was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So again, community. You know, community is an incredible thing. So we're having sundowners with them on Friday from 3:30 to 6:30. And on Saturday from 11:30 to 2:30, we've made a plan for extra seating, covered seating, shaded seating. I know we battled last year. Saturday was crazy, and we were short on kind of shaded areas for our visitors to linger longer.
Yeah, because it's always a bit of a thing with any event that is outdoors.
Mm. Yes.
One has problems with the weather. It doesn't matter what the weather, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's a problem. If it's shining too much, if it's raining, if it's blowing. So you've got to be able to work, and you've got that. You've got lots of top cover, lots of nooks and crannies, and it doesn't matter. Whatever the weather, it'll be fabulous at the fair. Now, what are the hours that one can expect to be entertained and shop, and how does one get tickets?
So tickets are available on Quicket. The links are on our social pages. We have shared them on various groups. If you're not on the Quicketing system or on the online system and you're in the Belito area, Love Laugh have tickets available, the florist at Lifestyle Center. We also have tickets available at Natural Living at Burndale. Our members are selling tickets, and there will be tickets on sale at the gate.
So you can buy at the gate.
Yes,
and I believe it's cashless this year. Is that the way?
100%. For your safety and ours. And we work with Standard Bank and Zappa. So it's a very smooth, easy process. Excited about that.
It's amazing. Electronically, it's secure. And that's the point.
It's secure.
A lot of folk are a little nervous. Ooh, we can't get that. No. Apparently, the tap and go system is as secure as it gets. You can't get more. So don't worry about that. And convenient, you don't have to. Because always that problem, have I drawn enough money? Don't worry about that. Just come and spend it. You won't even feel it. It'll just fly like that. Okay. Yeah. Now, for those wondering that are new to the area, where is this happening and how do you get there?
So it's at Manor House Venue, Dave. It's listed as Manor House Venue, Sheffield Beach. So it's the Salt Rock off-ramp off the highway, exit 214. We will have posters on the road. It's the pink and yellow posters, directional signage to Manor House. The road is beautifully tarred. We've got lovely parking area. We've got shuttles from the parking to the entrance for any ladies that don't want to walk like a slightly extended distance.
And not only the ladies, I can tell
it's
you.
The shoppers.
Quite a few gentlemen will be lining up for that.
Yeah, and accommodate the shopping. So, you know, you got yes. bags when you leave, you yeah. need a hand to get back.
Exactly.
Our operating hours, Dave, we open on Thursday from 8:30 to 5:30. On Friday, we open from 8:30 to 6:30. On Saturday, we open from 7:30, and we've got our park walk fun run that we're doing through La Lela, 5 kilometers, starts at 7:30. Hunt Properties are hosting it with us. Come and grab a free coffee, have some fun with the family and the kids, and then we're opening the fair early.
Now, just a reminder for those that, you know, we hear these things and we don't remember them.
Yes.
When is it happening?
Aha, this Thursday, 30th of October to the 1st of November.
Wow, and it's right now. Hey?
It's this, yeah, week. This week.
Right now.
Yeah.
Jeez, just time flies and you think, well, it's coming in a week or so. Or, yeah, no, it's this
week.
No,
we're on site. We're setting up. Marquees are going up. Wow. Yeah.
And the weather looks as if it's going to be cool.
Which is fantastic, yeah. So we're excited about that.
Whatever the weather, it really doesn't matter. It's the fair is always, you know, they call it the fair with flair for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's done beautifully by wonderful people like my special guests, Michelle and Gabby, and the committee. One mustn't forget there's a committee of folk working tirelessly for an awfully long time behind the scenes, because it's like that swan gliding across, effortless, but you don't see those feet paddling.
That's
and it's
exactly
a lot of
that.
Huge amount of work, and congratulations to you, I would wish you the best of luck, but I'm so confident that it's already a record, you know, for another year, that I have to say we're looking forward to it hugely, and thank you for the work that you're doing, and may the Fair with Flair continue to spread the love and the joy to those organizations that benefit from it, and from the people that get to enjoy a couple of days of real fun, real class.
Can we just add that we have got a wonderful creative team that works for months and months and months, hand making all the items that they sell.
Oh,
so, and the Christmas Fair creative stand.
It's under the Christmas Fair creative stand for the new people in the area.
Oh,
so
can anyone join this creative? Do you earn a little bit of extra cash?
No,
done on a voluntary
Everything
basis.
Everything is voluntary.
Oh,
everything
God.
Is
yeah,
voluntary.
Yeah, so this, it's a different part of our story, Dave, if we've got a quick second, is we've got about 30 ladies that gather. It's been the last 5 months, and it's a Tuesday and a Thursday. Caribou have very graciously offered us space, so we work from Caribou Nursery. We've got a little Santa workshop, we call it, and the ladies follow the trends. We come up with storyboards every year, and the ladies create beautiful Christmas decor, Christmas accessories, items for your table, gifting, and those are all handmade by our Christmas
ladies.
Wow, and so it's all voluntary.
Unique and special and made with love.
Lots of love.
I have to support that initiative.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good on you, girls, as they say in the classics. And thank you for joining me on the morning show.
Dave.
We will see you shortly at the fair with Flair.
We appreciate
the morning
you, Dave.
Show continues.